This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lin. This summer, the city of Chester is fighting crime like it never has before. Operation City Surge began in May to reduce gun violence, described as epidemic. The surge places more police on the streets and increases the number of routine stops at a time when the city's mayor is reaching out to those desperate for a change. Here's Mayor John Linder.
I know we have this, what you call a culture of no snitch, but we have found there's good people in the community that don't want to stand for it and will give you cooperation and help when you need it. But you have to reach out and build avenues or corridors for them to share that.
So the mayor hired a team of community liaisons 2 years ago. Nicole Cogdell is one of them.
I think that citizens are afraid of a lot of things, not just violence. And they understand that it's not just going to take the mayor and city government and the liaisons, but it's a us, it's a we, it's a team, it's a community and unity.
It's keeping street corners safe through a town watch-style program called Safe Corridors. It's signing up to become a block captain, organizing a block cleanup, much of which is accomplished through steering committees, which hold monthly listening sessions throughout the city, says Cogdell.
Basically, a steering committee is a neighborhood council. All different types of people call the liaison team, from businesses to pastors to whomever would like to get involved. It's people who have some hope and want to be the change that they want to see.
There's plenty to change. One national crime index shows a 1 in 48 chance of becoming a victim of crime in Chester. That same index rates the city a 6, which means it's safer than only 6% of U.S. cities. In May, Mayor Linder's wife became a victim of crime. She was carjacked in front of their Chester home. The incident followed the announcement of Operation City Surge.
First of all, both of us grew up in the city. We understand the city. You know, it happens, so we're taking it moving forward.
Which means a continued reliance on the surge's use of U.S. Marshals, the FBI, State Police, ATF, and SEPTA Police.
We have more personnel on the street with the additional help, and it has increased the number of stops that are made, not only at night, but during the day, in a number of areas that are high crime target areas for us. The number of calls to 911, there's more calls that say, I see something suspicious. Many of those times, once our officers get there, we find someone who's wanted for a warrant. See something and say something helps us before we need a witness. The gun is the witness once we make the arrest.
There is yet another aspect of the surge. The mayor has been asking businesses to help fund and place cameras in target areas. It's a public safety project that could take years to finish, and it will add up into the millions of dollars. When Mayor Linder isn't looking to his own citizens and business leaders for help, he's turning to other cities.
National League of Cities, there's a movement called Cities United, which focuses specifically on this quote-unquote epidemic around black males and gun violence. So they're looking specifically at the statistics, cause, etiology that we can work on independently and collectively in our communities to help mitigate that gun violence.
Linder says this mitigation ties in with public health needs. Chester is an SC2, Strong Cities, Strong Communities designation by President Obama. This gives the city resources to identify and address the most pressing of these needs.
So I would say we have 30 or 40 agencies that have been participating over the last couple of years to help make a healthier Chester. So it's not just about talking about gun violence and the statistics there, but looking at some of the influencing factors that make an unhealthy community and working with those families.
Linder says the conversation about a healthier Chester goes hand in hand with another topic, jobs.
Jobs, job development, building a workforce, because even when the jobs come, we have to have a viable workforce of people who have the skills and build them to a capacity where they can take those jobs. And I think that's gradually evolving. We have a rail station at Eddystone that has provided a number of jobs. We have refineries that are starting to come back now, starting to hire. So that's starting to happen.
It's not known when Operation City Surge will come to an end. What's clear is Linder's determination, a trait also found in Chester's rich history. The city was the landing site of William Penn, and Martin Luther King Jr. attended seminary there.
If you're asking, do I feel a certain responsibility? Yes. I'm part of Martin Luther King's dream, because statistically, I'm not here. I'm Chester boy. I grew up there and moved around in a lot of those areas where now we have significant gun violence and understand the climate. So it's up to me to bring everything I have to bear on that particular issue.